This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is moving to pass another coronavirus relief bill. Coloradans say there are a number of issues they want the bill to address, from the child tax credit to direct relief for higher education students. Aaron Pulling with the Food Bank of the Rockies says additional food aid is important as demand at food banks has not subsided.
We are expecting that food insecurity is going to rebound so much more slowly than our economy. It's going to take people so long to get back to work and make up lost wages.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he'd like the bill to have bipartisan support, but that acting quickly is more important. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's campaign has revised its explanation for why it reimbursed Boebert about $21,000. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
After the November election, Representative Boebert's campaign reported that it had repaid her for driving nearly 38,000 miles. That resulted in the $21,000 payment to the candidate and some questions from critics. Now the campaign has somewhat changed its story. It dropped about $4,000 off the mileage reimbursement claim, but the sum paid to the candidate was unchanged. In an amended report, the campaign said that Boebert had actually spent that money in hotels in Pueblo and Durango. Boebert's mileage claim was among the highest for a congressional candidate last year, but her supporters point out that the 3rd Congressional District is one of the largest. Experts say the changes to the report could prompt an inquiry from federal regulators. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
After heavy snow overnight, it's turning sunny for Denver and Colorado Springs, and a mostly sunny Friday is ahead. Highs today near 30, and not as cold tomorrow. Pueblo in the 30s this afternoon. This is CPR News.